A new report has highlighted what it's described as an alarming rise in the amount of Australian bush the government has approved to be cleared in the past year. New analysis by the Australian Conservation Foundation has found more than 57,000 hectares of threatened species habitat was bulldozed. That's an area 10 times the size of Sydney Harbour and double the area destroyed in 2024. Former Federal Greens leader Adam Bandt is the CEO of the ACF. Welcome back to ABC Radio National Breakfast.
Morning, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me, where was this land cleared and why?
This land was cleared for bulldozing predominantly in Western Australia, Queensland, New South Wales. That accounts for 98% of it. And the bulk of it was actually of that majority's in Western Australia, and it's for some big mining projects in Western Australia in particular. Unfortunately, we've been counting and seeing how much land has been greenlit for bulldozing for over a decade now, and this is the worst that we've seen. It's a doubling of the area greenlit for bulldozing in 2024, and sadly, that 2024 figure was a doubling of 2023. So we've seen a doubling and a doubling again. And we're talking about threatened species like the northern quoll, but also species like the night parrot. And the night parrot, for example, is this it's nocturnal parrot. For about 70, 80 years, because it comes out at night, people thought it was extinct. People hadn't seen sightings of it for 7 or 8 decades. And as recently as last year, got the first ever sighting of the night parrot coming out to drink. People didn't know how it got its water, and it comes out to drink from water holes. So we're still learning a lot about this amazing species. And two things happened to it last year. One is it got over 5,000 hectares of its habitat greenlit for bulldozing. The second is it got moved up one step to be critically endangered. So these species are now at further risk of extinction, and it takes us off track for meeting the zero extinction goal.
A large portion of the habitat cleared in Western Australia was in the Pilbara region. It was for an iron ore expansion there. Mining creates a significant number of jobs in that region and also government revenue. Is there always going to be some kind of trade-off there?
Well, we've got a goal for zero extinction of species. And we know that in a lot of these areas, there's multiple threats already facing these species. Climate change, for example, the increased heat and the drying up of water. These decisions were made and these approvals were given under the old rules, under the nature laws as they were before the changes were made last year. There's now going to be two significant new things that are happening during the first few months of this year. One is that the government is going to set up a National Environment Protection Agency. And the second is that it's going to write new rules that are going to apply to projects like this in the future. Now, if we do get some strong new rules that have real protections and a real watchdog that's got real teeth, then species like the quoll, like the parrot, like the ghost bat, do stand a fighting chance. So what we would say is that, and I think what science says, is that any development that goes ahead should not be pushing species that are already threatened a step closer to extinction. And I think most people would agree with that.
Those new federal environmental laws were passed with the help of the Greens, the party you used to lead. Did they get a good enough deal, do you think, on environmental protections?
We congratulate the government and the Greens for passing those laws. It gives nature a fighting chance. And the analysis that we've done and that we're reporting today that shows this increase in area greenlit for bulldozing, that's actually just the tip of the iceberg, because there's a whole lot of bulldozing of bush, especially in places like Queensland and New South Wales, that didn't even have to go through the approval process at all. Now, under the changes that have been secured, that kind of bulldozing of koala habitat, that kind of bulldozing in the Great Barrier Reef catchment area, that now has to go through the assessment process. So I think hopefully, if there's a strong EPA and the rules when they're written do provide protection for species like the ones that we're talking about, then we could start to see these numbers turn around. And that's what we're hoping, the time that we do this report next year, including as a result of the new laws that have been passed, we hope to see a decline in the amount of area of threatened species habitat that's getting bulldozed.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking to Adam Bandt, CEO of the Australian Conservation Foundation. I know you've left federal politics now, but I'm interested in your views on this current debate on the gun control and hate speech regulation coming before the parliament next week. The government is likely to need support from either the Coalition or the Greens to get it through. Should the Greens back that legislation?
Well, I mean, the first thing I'd say, given the terrible and tragic events that we've seen, is that my thought is with the Jewish community in Australia following the massacre that we tragically witnessed at Bondi. I know a lot of people are hurting. And whilst there will be political debate about what is the best way to respond to that, I think we do have to acknowledge the significant, significant impact that this has had on so many people in Australia and the Jewish community in particular. In terms of what happens now, I am, as you say, I've left politics and I'm really, really thrilled to be helping lead an organisation that's focus is on nature and climate. So it's not my role to be a political commentator, but I mean, I do hope that there is an opportunity, just in general terms, I do hope it is an opportunity where Parliament comes together and we see some action on guns, for example, and some tightening up of or some increasing of protections against hate speech. But look, I guess one of the advantages now not being in Parliament, and one of the things that I take pretty seriously, is that this role that I've got is a non-partisan role. So I won't be one of those former leaders who pops up to offer commentary on what people in Parliament should do at the moment.
8 months or so on from the last federal election, how do you reflect now on the Greens' performance, losing three seats, including your own? What went wrong?
Well, I mean, ultimately, that's my responsibility, isn't it? And that's something I take responsibility for. I was the leader at the time. And on the one hand, we got another high vote at 12% across the country, and it went up from 10% a couple of elections before and is held at 12%. But those votes didn't fall in the right places, and seats were lost, including mine. And that's something that ultimately, you know, as I say, I've got to take responsibility for, and clearly not the result that we wanted. And I think there'll be a lot of commentary, I guess, as to why that was the case. My view, as I said at the time, is that there was a pretty big turnaround during the course of the election campaign compared with what people were predicting at the start to where it ended up at the end. And I certainly, you know, I had a lot of people come up to me after the election and say, oh, look, I just wanted to keep Peter Dutton out, and there was a change of boundaries in my seat, for example. But look, it's I'm probably not the best person to be marking my own homework. I'll leave that, the analysis of what happened, to others. But yeah, it's at the end of the day, it's not clearly not the result that I wanted. I was the leader at the time, and I've got a corporate responsibility for that, and I do.
Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much.
Adam Bandt is a former leader of the Greens, now the CEO of the Australian Conservation Foundation.